Good morning, everyone. This is Randy McLean at Waypoint. I'm looking forward to spending some time with you today talking about advanced analytics and the three lists. And the three lists that matter are those five things that customers really want. You kind of know this, but I'm going to crystallize them for you and put some context around them. There are six attributes that we've found for the super performing companies. When we look at all the companies that we have in the Waypoint universe at a 15, 20, 25% bottom line profit production rates, there are some things that are very, very common on them that are amongst them that are not shared by other companies, companies that are performing less or in some cases are in deep trouble. And I'm going to tell you exactly what those things are, and you can put as many of them as you can into place, and it will change the nature of your business. And then we've made a list of the seven things that we think are going to make the biggest difference to the company. There's kind of some of them are kind of conceptual. If you do this kind of thing, you're going to be better off. Some of them are very specific. Do this, and it'll make a difference. And so we're going to talk about those things. So let's start with the five things that customers want. They want availability. They want on-time delivery. They want no product failures. They want smooth, and that means short, interactions. And they want an acceptable price. So let's revisit these things. Availability means you have to have fill rates on the things that matter to the clients that matter, to the customers that matter. You need to identify a platinum account group. Those are the ones that are the most efficient and provide the most profit opportunity. And within those, where you have an intersection of those, you're going to find the customers that do the best job of converting revenue into bottom line. That's your platinum account group. That's going to come out of profit value segmentation, which you've heard me talk about before, and that's right in Waypoint on the high volume accounts report. And then you're going to look at your whale curve for your SKUs, and you're going to look at the products that are important to those platinum accounts that provide most of your profits. You're going to make sure that you never have stockouts on those. You're going to beef the inventory levels on those things so that they never go on back order and so on. You're also going to look at the products at the other end that are thought out eating your lunch, and you're going to find out how to stop that from happening. You're going to get out of that business. So you're going to have some decision-making to go on that. But that product availability, that's how you meet the customer's first requirement. They just need stuff so they can do their job. The second thing is on-time delivery, and that's a little bit broader than the words probably recognize. You need to give them delivery options. Now, everybody does give customers delivery options right now, but most often companies haven't formalized that in some way, and that cuts off a lot of avenues for the bottom line. So if using Amazon, the dreaded Amazon, as a model, if I go onto Amazon right now, at 9 something in the morning in Arizona here, there are things I can order and get them here this afternoon. Now, I will pay for that. I might pay $6 or $12 or $30 to have it delivered right away. But if I really want it, I have the option to pay for it and get it done. And it's right on their site. It's just an option I can click and I can get that. In the meantime, if I want to get it here tomorrow, there's a different price that I would pay to get that. If I want to deliver it whenever Amazon feels like it, I can get free delivery next time they have a truck in the neighborhood. And so I get a chance on every single order to balance off whether I really need it right away because we have an important client or customer or, you know, something I'm just buying for stock and I just need to make sure I get more of them in before we run out. I get to make that choice every day. Your customers usually do too, but in too many companies, it's like, oh no, we can't send you another truck today, or I'll have the salesman run it over to you. And we get into these high cost, money losing out of process activities to effectively deliver different ranges of delivery times. So if you haven't formalized it already, you should. Unfortunately, another dynamic is that, a couple decades ago, it made a lot of sense to have your own fleet of trucks and save money and have better service for customers that are nearby you. But unless you are a significant player where you are in your marketplace, it is highly doubtful that you can run a fleet for less money than a cartage company can. And when you're running your own fleet, you should recognize that then you're trapped. You can't, your fleet expenses aren't variable like they would be if you can just call them to send more trucks for more stuff when you're busy and not send any trucks at all when you're not. You're paying for that fleet day in, day out, whether it's really busy and utilized or not. So you lose a lot of flexibility. And that loss of flexibility impacts the conversion rates on your customers, because your cost of the transportation is going to be higher in almost all cases than people that don't have that. We've had several clients that have done multi-million dollar turnarounds by selling their fleet to a cartage company. All their trucks are out there still running around the city with their livery on them, their advertising on the side, but all their drivers and all their leases belong to a company that can optimize it, because they're doing maintenance and leases and driver training and insurance on a lot more trucks across a lot broader base of deliveries than you can. And so you should be thinking about that and how you make more of your fleet or more of your delivery operations variable. And the reason I bring that up is because in places where companies have fleets, it's the biggest impediment to them being able to offer a range of delivery options. Because when the only tool you have is a hammer, everything in the world looks like a nail. And so they think their fleet is the answer to everything. So and it restricts them and prevents them from doing things that would be good for them. No product failures. You're going to have high quality, and that's a vendor and product issue. Your product selection will matter, and your vendor involvement will matter on that. But customers just want the stuff not to break. They also don't want failures in delivery times, where something goes wrong and they can't do their work because something didn't come when it was supposed to be there. So that's important. They want smooth and short interactions. You may have discovered with the advent of COVID, most of your customers have kicked the salesman out. They won't let them in the building. And someday when this whole COVID thing is sort of a distant memory, they're still not going to want them back in the building. So if you have a sales model that depends on people making face-to-face calls, it's going to be definitely an uphill battle. The customers are wanting to have little interaction. They want to get everything they can by telepresence. And the better you are at that, the lower your costs will be. And the more specialization you have, the better off you're going to be. And then finally, they want acceptable price. And acceptable price is going to come from having intelligent pricing, which means you're matching prices better to what the customer's cost to serve is. And you're also going to be doing a better job of setting your price breaks using MOQs or minimum order quantities. And we've done whole sessions on that. But that's a vital activity for you to get engaged in, because that is going to give you more often when you write an order, are you going to make money on that than you are today? And that's going to shift the balance. Okay, I remind you once again about the book. It really is the best place to find all of this in detail. I can't possibly describe even a fraction of what's in the book in this time, or even in the sessions that I've been running this year. So I'd like to encourage you to get your own copy of this. Get copies for the people that are supposed to be making decisions up and down the company.